Welcome to ASI Cast number 134. I'm Richard Marks, ASI's Research Director. Now, as you're probably aware, TV and video measurement in the US is at something of an inflection point. Nielsen's issues with its panel have prompted broadcaster clients to evaluate alternatives, whilst the ANA has been looking to execute the WFA's cross-platform video objectives for advertisers. In the last few podcasts, we've had perspectives on these US developments from some of the main players in the evolving story, including Jane Clark from CIM, Michael Vinson of Comscore, and Kimberly Gilberti of Nielsen. Meanwhile, at our annual conference in November, we heard from Natalie Bordes of ANA and Josh Jason of VideoAmp. Today, I'm joined by Yan Yu, who's co-founder and CEO of TVision, who are one of the main players. Welcome, Yan.
Thank you, Richard.
Now, TVision have presented our events in the past, but by way of introduction to new listeners, Yan, what did TVision bring to this particular party?
Sure. So we've been around for getting close to 7 years now, really started original as an attention measurement company by having a panel and deploying our device to understand eyes on screen, second by second attention. Starting from, I would say, maybe 2 years ago, as the alternative currency conversation heats up, we actually found that our panel data is very, very valuable for calibration purposes for the future of the currency. That's really how we got into this particular topic, which is really about what's the future of the measurement currency in the United States.
So looking firstly at that turbulence in the TV market and the ongoing NBC tender process, what's your view on what's going on? What's really driving all this and what are the priorities?
Sure. I think that maybe the biggest reason is really the rise of CTV, and the pandemic accelerated quite a bit. So if we look at the share of time span of video by different device, CTV was roughly 4-5%, even just 4-5 years ago. Today is roughly 30%. And we all believe it's gonna rise to 50%, right? Eventually, maybe even 70% in the future. CTV is really the future. And it's growing much, much faster than our prediction. I think pandemic might be one of the reasons. And the Nielsen solution on CTV is not great. So to some extent, the currency for CTV is broken. When it's only 4% of your inventory, it's kind of okay. You're not happy, but it's okay. But when it's 30% of the share of time span, that's a big deal, especially if you know this is gonna become half of your inventory very soon. All the big TV networks in the US, as you know, they have their own CTV platform. That's the majority of the investment now. I saw the other day, Peacock gonna invest $3 billion, right? On the content, on the investment. But if you don't really have a good measurement solution able to understand your performance on your own ad inventory, I think that's a very big deal. That's why all the networks, including NBCU, they're really pushing for the future of the currency, especially now, because now is really the moment to decide who's gonna be the winner in the CTV ecosystem. And they really need a better solution, especially compared to the incumbent digital media players such as YouTube.
Looking at that future system, what do you think are the key elements of it going forward? Wiping the slate clean, as it were, what would be the key elements of the new system built afresh?
Yeah, I think there's a paradigm change in terms of the component of the measurement system. For CTV, publishers, they have a lot stronger power because they use their server to deliver the content, which means they do have the very, very rich first-party impression data on their ad delivery, on their content delivery. So essentially, they really know what's the impression on the screen, at least for themselves. This is a big change compared to the traditional linear TV, because for linear TV, all networks do rely on Nielsen ratings to tell the performance of their own show. To some extent, the publisher in the CTV setup, they actually don't need to really do that. Of course, they still really need a currency because you need a third-party independent measurement company to really validate. but I do see that a publisher has a lot of stronger power. This also brings a new question, which is how to share all that data to measurement company. You talk about the WFA, ANA, they're working on virtual ID. I think that's one of the ideas to solve that particular issue is all the publisher come to alignment on particular methodology to share the first party data to measurement companies like us. Another one is OpenAP is working on something called XBM, as you may know. That's similar type of the technique to make sure publisher can share that data to measurement companies. I think that's a big difference. In addition, it requires lots more data science and data commingling, because now you're not really handling a small panel data only. You're also handling big data, such as server log data, such as smart TV data, set-top box data. That certainly requires different type of the mentality, skill set, team to handle that amount of the data. I think that also creates a lot of the challenge because it really requires different type of the capability. Lastly, talking about the panel, I also think the requirements for the panel will be completely different because the new panel is really used for calibration. It's not a standalone panel solution to report all the currency, which means we really need a new panel, not a legacy Nielsen panel. We need a new panel for the future of the currency.
When you say we need a new panel, what would be different about it compared to the Nielsen panel? The size of it, what it measures? What does a panel that's primarily used for calibration actually look like?
Sure. So today, because everything comes from panel, I think panel need to be seismically big. But in the future, panel's main purpose is for the calibration, especially around personification, which means the volume or the impression will come from, at least for CTV, will come from those big data sets, such as the smart TV, such as the log data, which means that the panel data doesn't need to be that big. Depends on how granular you want to go on personification, but certainly not at the size of the existing Nielsen panel. A lot of debate in the US. Some people told us it's 10,000 or maybe 15,000 or 20,000, but I do think there's alignment. The panel size for calibration need to be smaller than existing panel. Another key question here is around the cost, because now the panel is a part of the component of the entire puzzle. It's not the entire solution. So the industry doesn't want to spend a couple hundred million dollars alone on the panel, because they also have to buy data from smart TV manufacturer. They have to buy data from set-top box folks. It would just add up the cost, right? I think that's another big issue. Then third thing I would emphasize is, because the main role of the panel will be just calibration, so the methodology need to be fully transparent, and this data need to be super easy to be matched with other data set, which is very important. So we work with folks like TransUnion, LiveRamp, Experian, to really help our partners and clients to match our panel data easily with their data set, which is very important. Going back to data commingling piece, that's a key capability the panel calibration partner need to enable their partner to really advance the future of the measurement.
Can this issue of cost be addressed? People meter panels are not cheap, and if their role is moving to being part of a system rather than the system itself, how can the cost be justified?
Yeah, so I don't know the details of the Nielsen panel cost, but from what I heard from our clients, my estimate is our panel cost per panel basis is roughly 90 to 95% cheaper than Nielsen, without really sacrificing a lot of the quality side of the aspect. And one of the biggest reasons why we can achieve such a lower cost is we don't do in-person installation. There is no maintenance process in our device. So every single device we ship remotely, it's a self-installation. It normally takes 3 to 5 minutes for average viewer to install our device. In addition, In most of the cases, we can fix the device through a remote update of the software. Our device on average can stay without any interruption in the field for 3 to 4 years. Nielsen's model, as you may know, it requires in-person installation a couple times a year maintenance. That's one of the biggest reasons why they suffered a huge churn during the pandemic, because the panelists doesn't want Nielsen to come to their house to fix the device. So all of this really adds up the cost. Another big cost driver is the churn. We do believe if you ask too much to the panelists, let's say pushing the button, answer the survey, answer the phone call, that all gonna drive up the churn. T-Vision really believe in passive measurement, which means we're not asking our panelists to do anything special. You just watch TV and chill. So which means our churn is way lower than industry average. That also help us to reduce the cost. In addition, we just made a bunch of the improvement into the process, invest into the technology and the backend, et cetera. So I definitely believe the panel can be much cheaper and still achieve or even better performance in terms of the calibration panel data collection, which is important because if we can save money on the panel development as an industry, we can use that additional funding to invest on something maybe more meaningful, because counting the impression is important, but I think that's pretty basic. Maybe we can use the additional funding to better understand like attribution, better understand attention or brand safety, the many, many other advanced measurement require the investment from the industry to tackle on.
You mentioned personification, but there has been some talk recently from agencies that actually household demos are enough. Do you think that's viable, or will advertisers always want to target people rather than homes?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So I think it depends on maybe the use case of the data. For currency, I haven't really heard anyone told us that a household is good enough. If you look at our data, we can compare household-based viewership against person level. It's very different. If you just look at typical sports show, if you use household only, you'll misattribute like almost 2x of the viewer to the wrong gender, which is a lot of people. If you're thinking about your CPG company try to sell something into a female customer, but kind of you have almost 2x difference on the target audience impression, right? I think that's clearly a big issue. In addition, if you don't have co-viewing, you really don't know how many people you're really reaching. For the traditional digital media folks, they may think it's not a big issue, because typically for digital device, you only have one person using that particular screen. But for TV, it's ranging from 0.7 sometimes to 2 on average. It's a huge difference. So let's say you are running a campaign on application has 0.7 core viewing, another one has 1.4. You're talking about, I mean, 2x difference, which I think it's too large to be ignored. So I think for the currency purpose, the person level is the standard that align with the WFA framework, that align with MRC. For the currency, I think it's very important. For some other purposes, such as targeting or activation, I do agree on some product for certain campaign use case, maybe household level activation or targeting is good enough. But if you talk about the currency to understand the basics of kind of the counting the human body, person level is definitely required.
I agree in the sense that there's a big danger in underestimating audiences, particularly on the big screen. But on the other hand, as I recall, your technology is measuring people actually looking at the TV set, as opposed to just presence in the room, which is the standard definition of exposure in many countries. So if dad's in the room but reading the newspaper, he's not included in your ratings, which could deflate audiences. Is that correct?
That's correct. Most of the conversation we're having with our clients, such as iSpot, VideoAmp, or pretty much all major currency contenders in the US, today is really focused on the presence of the viewer, which I think that's fine, because first we have to solve the basic content issue. We need to understand the basic impression. We need to agree on all of that as an industry. Then after that, we can shift our focus on more advanced quality-driven metrics, such as attention or such as attribution or some other metrics. But if we cannot even get alignment on the basic currency or the just counting the human body, I think it's a bit too early for us to push industry to accept attention as the currency. So most of our clients, especially on the buy side, are using our data for media planning purpose, which is totally fine. But when you try to use this as a currency, I think there's still some challenges we need to overcome. That's why for the currency conversation, we are really focusing on the presence data we collect in our panel.
So do you measure people who aren't looking at the TV screen as well then?
Correct, yes. So we can distinguish whether you're in the room or not. If you're in the room, are you really looking into the screen? Basically pays active attention to the screen, no matter it's an ad or it's a content.
So it's entirely passive, no handset or anything?
Yeah, everything we do is passive. Another thing we really emphasize is on our CTV collection. We don't want our panelists to push any button or tell us anything. Everything needs to be passive, because once you introduce any kind of human intervention, it increases the cost, it increases the potential churn. The panelists are not happy. It also increases human error. So we really want to make sure everything we collect is passively, except the initial onboarding survey to get some basic information. But after that, everything should be passive.
Is that every room in the house with a TV, or just the main living room that you're measuring?
That's a great question. So we started as the primary TV set measurement company, because we started as attention measurement company. I still believe for attention measurement, primary set is enough. However, since 2 years ago, we really started getting into this alternative currency calibration data space. And we do know that for the currency, covering all sets are very important. Maybe not every single household, we need to cover all sets, but certainly we do see a difference on the co-viewing matrix if it's a primary TV versus the secondary TV. So TVision actually did a project last year. We installed to all TV sets in our Atlanta DMA, which is roughly 100 households. We still have that particular panel up running. So it's definitely feasible, but certainly this will add more cost, because roughly on each household, we have 2.3, 2.4 TV sets on average. So we have to basically deploy more devices. It also increased the operation cost. So that's really up for industry to decide whether this additional cost is meaningful enough, which seems to be that's the direction industry is heading. So with enough commercial model to really help us to justify the cost, we're more than happy to continue to deploy all TV sets as part of our panel to provide a higher quality data to our clients.
It's interesting. Looking at it from the outside, it does seem as if there are various pieces of a jigsaw floating around that could be slotted together, as opposed to one company having all the answers. But equally, I'm hearing the phrase alt currencies being used a lot, which might imply a number of currencies. Would that be workable or just anarchy?
Yeah, I think that's a strong preference from both buyer and seller in the US now. People don't want to stick to just only one currency, which is Nielsen. I think people need more options. People believe a healthy competition is better for the future of the measurement. So I also believe most likely we're going to have multiple currencies in the very near future, maybe two or three. Then depends on the purpose of the campaign, the preference of the buyer. They can pick and choose on the currency. But I don't know whether we need too many panel, because as we discussed, panel is very expensive, and having multiple panel solution in the US is certainly a waste of industry capital. And today we are supporting pretty much all currency contenders in the US, which I think that will be the case going forward. We are also in conversation with those industry bodies. They all recognize the panel is a very important piece of the puzzle, and they also agree most likely we don't need two currency grid panel up running in the industry. So we're in conversation with all of them, and we want to build the best panel for the industry. But for the currency itself, I think most likely there will be multiple currencies going forward.
Would those currencies be split thematically around what they measured, or would MBC just be able to pick the currency that gave them the highest ratings?
Yeah, so I mean, that's always kind of the tricky question, but I think most the conversation I'm hearing is the buyer gonna have more options to pick and choose. So essentially, the seller will give the hunting license to the measurement companies. So you may saw the news, Warner Media decided to use Comscore iSpot and VideoAmp to do a trial. So essentially, Warner Media approved those three vendors to do the trial. Then it's up to the agency to really decide, okay, which one I would like to use. Right now, I heard that the number, there's still some gap among those suppliers. But going forward, if we're running this for 2-3 years, I do think the gap will become smaller and smaller. Then basically buyer can decide which one they want to use. This is somewhat similar to kind of how today the people buy kind of the advanced audience segments in the US, right? Like you have different data segments, you have different type of the way to activate, and the agency can pick and choose. And it's somewhat slightly different between kind of one flavor from another flavor, but in general, it's aligned in terms of the direction. So sounds like that's where we're heading as an industry.
How quickly do you think things are moving on this front? Can you see a significant proportion of this year's upfronts using alt currency sources?
It's really already happening. For this year, I know both VideoAmp and iSpot already originated multiple deals from both seller and buyer to agree on using their matrix on some of the campaigns. It's still a very small percentage if you look at the $70 billion linear marketplace, but certainly that's a big accomplishment because this never happened since late 80s. I think a lot depends on the success of those trial. I know the NBC are gonna use iSpot to measure Olympics next week. So if all this trial goes well, I think there'll be a big momentum breakthrough next year during the upfront negotiation. More brands and agency are comfortable using those alternative currencies to do guarantee. And that'll put more pressure on the pricing of existing Nielsen rating as well. So I think it really depends on this next, let's say 2-3 years before Nielsen One is fully deployed. I think there's a couple years of the window industry can accelerate the progress starting from the trial, then gradually increase the adoption of alternative currency in the industry.
Finally, the TV measurement initiative is coming primarily from the sell side, the broadcast networks. But what about the ANA initiative on cross-media measurement? Is there a danger that these two perfect storms are becoming intertwined?
I think they're all really chasing the same objective at end. Of course, there are some small difference, but in terms of the direction, I think it's quite similar. So right now they're running as kind of the two separate process, but I do think they're influencing each other. There's a potential those two processes will become one process. I think we'll learn more in the next couple of months. But ultimately, the industry want to have multiple currencies. The industry want this currency to be cross-platform, which means it need to measure CTV really well, able to deduplicate all the impression. So it's really what industry wants. And people don't believe Nielsen One gonna be the only answer. And there are a lot of urgency to try to solve this issue. That's why you see both buy side and sell side are running their own initiatives to push this as much as possible, which I think is a very healthy thing for us to have multiple options, because that's how we bring innovation to the industry.
Well, that sounds like a good point to end on for now. It's a continuing story, so we're watching with huge interest, and hopefully we'll be discussing developments in the US at our conference later in the year, unless, of course, we discover some more letters in the Greek alphabet in the meantime. But until then, thanks for joining us, Jan.
Thank you, Richard. It was fun.